ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question. And that question is this: what is the criteria of good and evil? What is the yardstick of good and evil? How can we assess whether something is good or it is evil? In order to answer this question, we need to take inspiration from and look at the verses of the Holy Quran and the ahadith which have been mentioned with respect to this topic and about this topic. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. This verse is about jihad and warfare. It says, "Warfare has been prescribed for you, though it is repulsive to you, it is evil for you. In your eyes, it is something bad and evil. It may be that you dislike something while it is good for you, and it may be that you love something while it is bad for you, and Allah knows and you do not know." This is a very beautiful verse, and if not anything, it asserts that the criteria of good and evil is not that something is good if it is loved by us, and it is not evil if it is disliked by us. Meaning our affection for, our fondness for something doesn't make it good for us, and nor does our aversion to something make it bad for us. We are ourselves not the criteria for what is good and evil. In the end of the verse, God, you know, presents a better criteria for it, and it says that it is what God knows to be good and for us, and what He understands to be evil for us. This is should be our criteria when we want to assess whether something is good or bad for us, because of course God, His knowledge is more than our knowledge, or not even a. This is wrong to say, meaning He has this knowledge and we do not have any awareness of this. In another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "Man prays for evil as avidly as he prays for good, and man is over hasty." Right? So again, it's clearly asserting that we cannot ourselves be a criteria for what is good and evil. Just because we desire something very avidly doesn't mean that it's good for us. Our desires, our inclination for something doesn't indicate that it's necessarily good for us. Right? We can't argue in this way. In a beautiful hadith, let's turn now to some hadiths which touch upon this topic. In one beautiful hadith, we read that Imam Ali said, "That good whose end consequence is fire is not good. And that hardship whose end consequence is paradise is not bad. Every bliss other than paradise is inferior, and every calamity other than fire itself is comfort." So this hadith is also nice in the sense that it says that it's possible for something to be harmful for us, to be bad for us, but because it leads to a greater good in the hereafter, from the point of view and vantage point of the hereafter, well, that would be better for us. And conversely, if something might be beneficial for us temporarily and in this world, but because it leads to harm in the hereafter and eternal discomfort, well, relatively speaking, that is worse for us. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the yardstick and criteria of good and evil in the light of the ahadith and the verses of the Holy Quran. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.